A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to Moses. Taking some of the spirit that was on Moses, the Lord bestowed it on the 70 elders. And as the spirit came to rest on them, they prophesied. Now two men, one named Eldad and the other Medad, were not in the gathering but had been left in the camp. They too had been on the list, but had not gone out to the tent. Yet the Spirit came to rest on them also, and they prophesied in the camp. So when a young man quickly told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp," Joshua, son of Nun, who from his youth had been Moses' aide, said, "Moses, my lord, stop them." But Moses answered him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Would that the Lord might bestow his spirit on them all." The Word of the Lord. God's grace is more abundant than we could possibly imagine. In today's first reading, the gift of prophecy, not bound by time or space or any human limitation, is given to people who seem to be outsiders. So when Joshua moves to silence them, Moses sets him straight. Would that the Lord might bestow his spirit on them all. Would that the Lord might bestow his spirit on them all. The truth is that God has done that very thing. By our baptism, God has given us the Spirit of Jesus who takes up residence within us. We are invited into God's life and receive the opportunity to become like Christ. The Spirit gives us Jesus' own message and the power to make Jesus' justice and mercy and compassion alive today. At times, that will require us to speak the truth of the gospel boldly, like James, who challenges the rich for cheating their employees of their rightful wages. Today, God expects to see Christians speaking up for the gospel in the face of injustice and oppression. We whose very vocation is preaching have a special mandate to be responsive to the grace of prophecy. But how does one preach prophetically without simply joining the chorus of naysayers whose strident voices tear down rather than build people up? The answer lies in our prayerful attentiveness to God's word. It is always God's message, not our own, that we seek to preach. Both James and Jesus do more than denounce. They stand up for something, for someone, whether it be workers cheated of their wages or little ones who long to taste good news. That's why all genuine prophecy will be backed up with holy deeds. Caring for the sick, welcoming the stranger, visiting the lonely, accompanying the dying with our prayerful presence, serving people most neglected in society. No matter how small the act is, even the proverbial cup of cold water shows the face of Christ to a world thirsting for hope. All of these actions make the gospel present for people to see and embrace. Would that all of the people of the Lord were prophets, Moses says. This is not simply a wouldn't it be nice wish for Moses or for us. We are in desperate need of genuine prophets to show us God's vision for the world and its people. The prophetic word lies dormant in each person, waiting to burst forth in proclamation of justice and truth and the call to holiness. We can't afford to let the gospel message be muffled by inertia or a sense of helplessness in the face of such great need. Much less can we allow our voices to be silenced because we have grown so comfortable with the status quo that we no longer are moved by the need or oppression of others. Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Would that the world would be set ablaze with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that all might be moved to clear the way for the reign of God.